Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 276, 276, and is amazing. But we are just one day away from Christmas, and we're talking about encounters with angels. Because Psalm 91, which is our original scripture, verse 11 and 12, that's what we're doing. And we personalize Psalm 91. In this place, we personalize. What do you say? For he has given his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Hallelujah. So this is your story. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about that which God has done for you, how your Father loves you, how you have innumerable company of angels. We've done all that. Mighty angels, please, if you've not heard, go back into the podcast and listen. Download them and listen to them. Just 5 minutes and they will do something in your life. Just 5 minutes, but it is more than 5 minutes. It's more. It's what is happening to you is more than what you get for 5 years. 5 minutes, but for 5 years, you'll be under the power of these words. And even 5 years is the least I should say. Hallelujah. So Zacharias, we are in Christmas. We're going to the Christmas store, and Zacharias had an encounter with an angel. In whilst was on official duty, the angel spoke words of light to him. Words, beautiful, glad tidings. But they did not become beautiful for Zacharias because he did not believe those words. And because he did not believe those words, what happened to him? The angel said, you'll be dumb. You will not be able to talk. And that is what we read in the previous chapter. The angel said unto him, and we are in Luke chapter, Gospel according to Luke chapter 1. And behold, thou shalt be dumb. D-U-M-B, dumb, and not able to speak. Oh, you won't be able to speak until these things that I've spoken are performed, because you did not believe in the words which shall be fulfilled in due season. So you ask yourself, why will God make Zacharias dumb? Was it necessary? After all, the man didn't believe, but why make the man dumb? Is it right? Think about it. Is it right? What will God gain? What will God gain by making the man dumb? Listen. You have no idea how powerful that thing in your mouth called tongue. You do not know. And if you do not know, then you have to go back into my podcast, because I've spoken about the power of the tongue in James, how the tongue is like the rudder on a ship, and that this big ship is controlled by that little rudder, that you too, your life, your destiny, who you are now. Listen, who you are now is a result of what you, this tongue in your mouth, has been saying. Somebody hear me and hear me well. I say, who you are now is as a result of what you have, this tongue has been saying. The words of your mouth is, listen, they are so powerful. And Romans 10:10, it says that with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, but only with the mouth can confession be made, and the person can will then be catapulted into salvation. Salvation can only come to a man when he believes with his heart, but not only that, but also says what he believes with his tongue. Is the tongue that sparks it up? Is the tongue that moves you there? Is the tongue that brings the fire? Is the tongue that brings the good things? Is the tongue that brings the bad things? Is the tongue that brings long life? Is the tongue that cuts short a person's life? Is the tongue that makes somebody well? Is the same tongue that makes somebody die prematurely? Is the tongue that makes things grow? Is the tongue? I tell you, you have no idea what the tongue is. So, if God had allowed Zachariah to continue in his unbelief, not only think in his mind, but to say it,
the whole program would have been aborted. It would have failed. Because God wants it, but the man through whom, who is the vehicle that God will bring the thing through, is not willing to go along, was not fully persuaded. So your tongue is so important. This Christmas, I'm speaking over you. You will enjoy this Christmas as you have never enjoyed. I don't know what is happening in your life, but today, oh, that devil is a liar. Great things are happening in your life. Great, I declare that all that is good around you is flourishing. All that is good around you is coming up. All that is good around you is has overcome. All that is good around you is strong. All that is evil has gone down. It's under your feet. You tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And God's grace is abounding towards you. And God's power is all over you. And God is watching over your family. And God is keeping you. And you are strong. And you are well. And all is well with you. And your finances are not down, they are up. And you are flourishing financially. Everything that is good about you is flourishing. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.